You all saw the news flash? Or you got the same
Yeah,
message?
I just saw it 1 minute ago.
sorry.
I didn't see it.
I received an email, so I thought I come near you, so I thought I'd just drop it and swallow it.
Is it unlocked?
Yeah, that's my presentation.
Well, I kind of open it a lot, so... Okay.
Okay, everybody ready?
Okay, can we get started or is there some pressing issue? No pressing. Is the plug-in power getting you when you get back?
Yeah, no, but my screen is reducing, so...
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Maybe I can help with the screen?
Yeah.
No, that's good. There's just one way to do that.
So it doesn't draw the attention away.
Yeah.
I need to my own neck.
You have first
No,
it's
been really
yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Did you change anything about this?
No,
yeah.
I just
okay.
Left it closer.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time thinking about what I was going to do.
Yeah.
And more also a couple of minutes before this, I get my function, you know,
yeah.
The information that I need.
Yeah.
So frustrating.
It's not clear what you have to look up.
Yeah, I had a whole idea and then just diving into that. Oh, I have to do that. So
yeah, exactly. This presentation is mainly based on my own ideas because I had time to integrate the information that was
Okay. We are again. Yeah. Okay, this is the agenda. We have three presentations, I heard.
Really?
Yeah, really. So, who wants to start?
Yeah, it's fine. I want to start. We have to start it right away.
Yeah.
So
this is you?
Yeah, functional requirements.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to talk about functional requirements. Some research has been done observing of 100 subjects in the usability lab using a remote control, and they also filled in a questionnaire. The findings were, you can see them for yourself. They dislike the look and feel of current remote controls. Users think they're ugly. They do not match the operating behavior of the user, so they don't match what they want to have on it. They're often lost somewhere in the room. It takes too much time to learn how to use a new remote control. And they're bad for Eros eye. I don't know how a user can read that, but okay. There was also some research on the most relevant and irrelevant functions. Most irrelevant and less used were audio settings, mono, stereo, pitch, bass, screen settings for brightness and color and stuff like that. But they are used. I mean,
they do need to be
on the remote control. I mean, if you can't control the sound settings. I mean, if you dislike a very loud bass or something, you need to change that. So, we have to.
He doesn't have an equalizer.
Yeah, I mean, we can't.
Rich
my TV has, but we can't leave them away. Most relevant, most used functions, they speak for themselves, I guess. Power button, channel volume selection, teletext, but we can skip that because I saw the new slash and teletext is so outdated that it should not be used anymore in the future, so forget this one. And channel setting, so for programming your channels in the right order.
Where did you guys get that new slash?
Yeah, on the project.
Not by mail. I received mail, but you don't. So
no, so it's a text file in the project folder. So teletext can be skipped.
That's in the presentation.
There was some research on new features in the remote control about an LCD screen and speech recognition. Well, we got an update for the audience, or the targeted group. So it's above 40, I guess. The new product or below?
Yeah, below 40.
Because that's pretty relevant.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I read.
Our current customers are in the age group 40 plus.
Yeah.
And the new product should reach new market, which is
below.
Customers below 40.
Okay, well,
that's
in the
news.
That's in the news. Okay, that's good to know. Because you see a clear distinction between the age groups concerning the features. I mean, above 40. People are not so interested in the screen or speech recognition, but below that age they pretty much are. So I think we can build that in. We can skip this part as well because I thought I read above 40, so we could skip the features, but we just have to build them in because they find it very interesting. Well, we have to keep all the classic functions, but make the buttons as user-friendly as possible. And also, so not only the design of the buttons, but how you can push them, stuff like that, so the physical aspect of it. And I think, and certainly for the lower age groups, a nice design, which does not make your remote control unnoticed in your room. It's actually a part of your interior, of your design in your room, so that people can say, whoa, what's that? Well, that's my remote control. So it has to look nice and feel nice and have all the functions.
But
that
it also needs to have corporate identity.
Yeah, so the logo has to be
present and the colors.
Present, yeah, and the colors as well.
So we can change much of that.
Yeah, but I don't think that's a problem because the thing has to have a color anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time there is a brand present on it, so
yeah.
I think that's not gonna affect it very very much. But that are the consequences on the marketing part. Yes.
Okay.
It's open already, so you can use all of them.
Okay. Oh.
Go your skin.
Oh no. How do I
You press all that for?
No, I press the mouse button.
Oh great. You press the self-destruct button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe you can do it from your computer.
Okay.
So
obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, and marketing research stated that kind of users are not afraid of a lot of
functions.
Okay,
so we have the option
so not
for
too
more
much,
functions.
Yeah.
We do have three to go to the screen.
And speech recognition, yeah.
This one we can remove for kids, it's just only for adults, so we can use some advanced options.
Yeah, from age of 16.
Yeah,
prefer, we use the basic options, we have to make them very easy, so for just zapping around the channels you can just push one button.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to use your video recorder or something else, you should just use an advanced option.
Yeah, but the newsflash also stated that it should control only one device,
okay,
only your
device.
Television.
Yeah, okay.
So
it's pretty easy. No,
so
okay.
There are not extra options in this.
Okay,
case.
And I also, we have to make it fashionable, like
yeah.
You have said before. Yeah, the basic functions, only use the extra functions if they are really needed.
Yeah.
So maybe you can hide them or something.
Yeah, well, what you can do with the screen is all the configuration options, you can put that in the screen. And
yeah,
then
make
and
a screen menu or something.
Yeah, screen menu to do that, and then the basic function just on the device itself. So it
mm-hmm.
looks very simple, and all the advanced features are hidden in the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
with
what
a clear menu.
Other functionality is the screen? What was the screen?
Did you
do?
Try to fix the board?
What are they?
What does the screen do? They said they needed it. What does it do? What do they want?
So for the advanced functions, I think.
Didn't say what they want to do with
yeah.
the screen. But my guess is it's really handy for advanced advanced functions.
Searching
for channel programming then.
We're back online.
No,
almost finished. Okay. We have to watch out for the if you make it very fashionable, the functionality will go down. So we have to make a compromise between functionality and fashionable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Content
and
form.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, my presentation is a bit sucky.
Which one is it? Technical functions?
Yeah, a little bit. No.
Functional requirements?
Yeah, I think that would be it. No.
You
don't
put it in?
That was evil, evil.
You will, you will. It's not really English.
Kickoff. Oh, working design, got it.
We can go for the look and feel of the left example and then a screen on top of it.
Are you good?
Alright, how do I skip pages?
Just press
the keys?
Yeah.
Alright. I was working on this before I got my information, so I was just working off the top of my head and using my common knowledge about remote controls. And well, the info on the website, which came too late. So I didn't really know what kind of functions we have to put into it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So this is basically an overview of what we discussed in our last meeting. Those were my starting points. I was working on a schedule, and I was supposed to do it like this. But then the information came and it was kind of exact with all the steps in the remote control that I had to follow. So I was trying to organize them for myself and then make the actual design. But I never came around to do that. So I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to say about it. I mean, everything speaks for itself, I guess. I mean, you press a button.
Mm.
It sends a signal to a chip, which translates it into infrared signal of certain spatial frequencies, and or temporal frequencies actually, and then through a transformer, the signal gets boosted and then sent to the receiver on the TV, and the TV will translate it into a function. This was actually all I got around to do. I don't know if I'm too slow for this stuff, but
work harder.
Okay, should we make a list of all the functions we want
Okay. For those that didn't see it yet, the basic new requirements of the management were no temp text, only for TV. It should be designed for a use group below 40, but I don't think it's wrong if we can target the current customer group as well.
Mm.
And the corporate identity should be clear in the design of the remote control. And we have to decide on the functions and on the
target group.
You have to make clear what that is.
The target group of users? Or
yeah, users.
Because it says below 40, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay,
so I think it's easy, but.
Yeah, or male and female.
Children or just.
Yeah, it's below 40, so we
the
can
marketing
decide
research
where
started on the age of 16. 16
okay.
to 25, 25 to 35, 35 to 45, something like that. So,
so below 40 is okay, but we need a lower level. So is it from 16 to 40? Is it from 20 to 40?
16 to 40.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess people of 16 are quite used to technology.
Yeah.
So they adapted pretty soon, I guess.
If you have a larger public, you have more options to,
yeah.
to sell our product.
Yeah, so what we might want to do is have customized the screen functions if you already need
them.
Younger users are more acquainted with these kind of machines, so they can use more advanced functions, but maybe elderly people don't understand it so well, so they need a simpler remote.
So
yeah, that you can choose what the design displays. So
yeah, that's why I wanted to make two different groups of functions, the simple functions for the whole public,
yeah.
and the advanced options for the younger people who are
mm-hmm.
more
So but all incorporated in the screen or just on the remote itself?
I should put the extra advanced options onto the on-screen display.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you have a visual of the brightness with the kind of sliding bar and the bus and stuff like that for sound and visuals.
So you should have a menu for all the functions
make
you don't use regular and which you
make a drawing.
Yeah.
Draw it very big.
Oh. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't have money as well. So. Yeah, we get there.
Yeah, well, this is basically alright,
remote.
Usually the power button
on
is
top.
On top, I guess.
It should be easily reached with the top.
Yeah, so
yeah.
it should fit right into your hand.
Right. Top.
Right.
Right.
Right. Most people
most
are right-handed,
right.
so
yeah.
maybe left-handed special edition, but okay. We would like here or something. I don't know. Then you can put the screen. Like on a mobile phone, also on top, I guess.
Yeah, but if you are using the normal functions, the basic functions, you normally
do
press
it also with the thumb.
Yeah.
So it should be a little bit longer so that you can put your thumb also reach the middle. Or you should screen at the bottom, and then you can see it very clearly.
Okay, so you have the
you
hand, the screen is below,
to hold it, so
and the buttons are in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay, for example. With the screen here, it's more about the functions now than the
layouts.
It doesn't
weird.
Work too well in this new it's pen.
I can help it.
No.
Broke it. Yeah.
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 Right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, you get it. For example, if you put all the.
Piece of paper
with
this pen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of work.
Yeah.
Like if you have like 10 buttons for all
mm-hmm.
the channels.
And
here one for
flipping up
yeah.
and down.
And volume.
Yeah. That's usually here, 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 here.
Yeah.
So we have up and down for the channels,
left,
left
right.
And right for the volume.
And those can also be used for the menu.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But this is really your department.
Yeah.
And we need just the functional display.
Yeah.
And
yeah, okay, but this is function.
And
so
you have
if you can use the function.
Most of the time you have one button in the middle, it
for
says
the
menu.
Yeah.
And then if you press it, the screen gets activated and then you can use these buttons.
Mm-hmm.
To scroll up and down and left and right to go into a function and then
yeah.
Most of the time this menu button is also like okay to confirm a kind
yeah.
of action. So you scroll into it, okay, you select a function like base, you just adjust it with these two buttons,
yeah.
Then okay to confirm, and then on each screen there should be an option to go back to an upper level. And then finally say okay, exit, or one button to exit it.
Yeah.
One time, I don't know, that's not really my department. That's more your department too.
Do we need
to
a logo on our remote control?
Yeah, yeah, but it should be, if the screen is here, then the logo should be
left
on top. Yeah, I mean, so.
Okay.
Yeah, but that depends on where you put the screen, but
yeah.
It's essential that there is a screen.
Yeah, I mean the position of the screen is also more essential than, I mean we look where we have space left and then put the logo over
okay.
there.
Yeah.
But
for the speech recognition part, if you want to incorporate that, we need a microphone.
Yeah, so it should be, I mean if you have it in your hand here, it should be on top somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe,
why
I mean
you want to put the display on the bottom?
No, that looks sure.
That's not sure, but it's
yeah,
need
maybe
a display.
Because if you use the functions, you're the
yeah, okay, but that's only for the basic function. If you are going to use the advanced option, you are going to press the menu button and then, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a screen on top looks more
logical
to me.
Yeah.
Also, because people use mobile phones, and
yeah.
they also have a screen on top.
Okay, yeah.
So, you just have to reach a little bit for the power button.
Yeah.
I mean, if you grab
once
it,
once it's on, it's on.
But
you don't need
most
to
most of the times, if a TV is on standby, people just press a check.
Yeah, you put it on top.
Put it on. So we put this on top.
Yeah.
And then make the corporate logo. Like, over here, RR, and jet and the microphone. I mean, it can be very small if you look at your mobile phone. So
yeah.
These are some stripes, little holes.
Mm.
Maybe on the top or even on the side.
Yeah, maybe on the side. I mean.
Yeah,
if the microphone is good,
cover it
with
your head, so.
Yeah, okay, so on the top is better.
But if you hold the remote like this, put it on the top on the side,
yeah,
it should be able to.
Yeah, and
it depends on the sensitivity of the microphone.
It
that's okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter that much. So, but the screen is on top. Which functions did we have left? I mean, this is basically numbers.
Volume,
channel up and down,
channel up and down,
screen
and control
over there,
advanced options.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe we should decide what advanced options we want to put in the LCD screen.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. So we needed to integrate those sound and image options, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So sound.
Base,
sound.
So we need kind of an equalizer.
Yeah, equalizer. So if you have sound. But not too advanced. I mean, most TVs use only treble.
Yeah,
and
yeah, remote control.
Yeah,
so
they're not used often, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty hard to write.
Yeah.
Okay, but you have sound?
Yeah, sound.
Yeah, just.
Yeah.
You have a digital. I better write it down over there. We have sound?
Just
there. Yeah. yeah, sound. And then within sound, I guess, treble.
The mono stereo option?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also.
There was something else also. And
pitch.
Pitch.
Pitch. Yeah. But pitch isn't that. Yeah, that's the height.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
But why would you use
mono
that?
Stereo.
Yeah,
people
isn't
like.
That depends
like
on the signal of the program you're watching.
Yeah.
And also the tuning part?
Programming part.
Yeah, programming. So channel programming.
So we have sound, yeah, channel programming.
And the functionality of the
television.
No, no, of the remote, do we want the buttons to make sound when you press them as a confirmation or whatever? You know?
I think it gets annoying. I mean, most mobile phones use that at the beginning, but
you can disable it.
There an advanced option?
Yeah. It's, the television itself has also that options, with brightness and screen color, etc. So
contrast.
Yeah,
people don't want to sit on their knees in front of their television with using only three buttons. It's very hard to
contrast.
Yeah.
Contrast and brightness. Yeah, that are the most used, I guess.
Well,
I guess it, these were the only ones, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so we have TV options, which is all this.
Yeah,
the button
options and the LCD options.
And the other one, the remote control options.
Yeah.
So we need two menus.
Yeah, you have basically a button menu, which you can use directly according to the old principle, and the LCD options are activated based on some software options that communicates with the programs.
Yeah, with the chip and then I mean
so
you have an additional processor and software part.
Yeah, we have power button, but that's present, channel volume selection present, numbers present. Yeah, audio settings, mono stereo, pitch, bass, treble, screen settings, brightness, and color.
Contrast
is.
Color
and brightness.
Yeah.
And which channel settings, or channel programming. So you have an option to start scanning all the frequencies. And when it encounters one, well, it shows on your TV, and then you can. Then you can select a number in your remote.
So
which you want
channel
to
program is auto seek.
Yeah, auto seek.
Name a channel, or
well, mostly these automatically display the name which you get through the cable.
Okay, you get the ultimate groups.
Yeah, so you only have to choose the position on your. It only has to match the channel frequency on your TV.
Yeah.
But with the position on your TV and so your remote.
Yeah, but can you also say I want Veronica over channel number 5 or
if you already programmed it.
Yeah,
if you want to move it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should be possible.
How do you call that?
Yeah, how do you call that? But you should be able to browse through a list or something, which displays all the values, all the channels, if possible. I mean, like 1 to 30 or 90 or whatever it browses through, and then in some kind of way see if it is programmed.
Swap channels?
Yeah.
Further.
Swap channels.
Swap channels. Okay.
So
all functions?
Most of the time, if you swap it, let's say for example you have RTL 5 on channel 5, and Veronica on channel 8, and you want to move Veronica to channel 5. Most of the time, if you override previous number.
Well, but it's up to
it's
the user interface.
It's pretty, I mean, you have to look on the menu.
And those are working
on the TV also.
He only has to figure out how it has to look.
Yeah, but also which buttons you have to press to get a certain result. The working design was to specify how the physical interaction between the components was designed.
Or is it too hard to just do it on your remote programming channels?
No, I think the communication with the television is difficult, but that's not our part.
No,
you don't have to design protocols.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay.
So we have to figure out a way to do that easily. I mean, the auto seeking is not a problem.
No, you
encounter a channel and then it just says, which number do you want to save this? And you just press the number on your remote, and then say confirm, okay, and then it's saved. It's easier, it's harder to, if you have already programmed it, to swap. So we have to think of something for that.
User interface designer can design manual for all these functions, or put them in
kind of structure into
can
layers.
You make a map that's all the, because it's now the documents.
Yeah, I can. I'll just try to reorganize things. So you design the basic function menu for the LCD screen.
And the layout of the
thing. I think the layout of the screen, but I think you can concentrate more on the button placement and the placement of the screen itself on the.
Isn't that more than
no, I think that's more.
No, all of the functional aspects of the.
Maybe more.
I think I am one problem.
Yeah.
I have to know what it has to do, so if you want to, you know, changing the channels kind of thing is.
Okay, so his layout and your function.
Yeah.
Or function. Okay.
I think that's
good. But do I have to to make the menu layout also, or
I guess so.
I think that's your department,
yeah.
Because he already knows what.
We work together.
Yeah.
If I make the menu, like I have to state which function has to be in the menu, and then you have to decide where it's made from.
You are going to make a list of what functions are going to be on the screen. I'm going to make a nice menu.
With some layers and
Also make clear which buttons to press to get a certain result.
Yeah.
Because that's always the difficulty every device has its own.
Yeah. Well, I guess this button, the menu OK, or you can incorporate two different buttons, like you have on your mobile phone. So this is only for to get in the menu or to exit it, and then one to confirm and one to go one step back.
Yeah.
So it's like the save button on your mobile phone if you have a Nokia or like that, or the no button to go one step back. It's only two extra buttons.
Yeah.
But if it's very clear that they are for the screen,
I think we have to make two groups. One group for the display and one group for the basic functions.
But they're incorporated.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because this is used for both.
Yeah, but maybe that's not. If you're setting with your remote control, you can press the menu button, and then you are suddenly into the.
Into your screen. Okay, so you should leave the menu button out of here, and just. Put it under the screen.
Just group the, we make these the advanced functions and these the basic functions.
Yeah.
So we make a line between them.
But we should place the screen on top, right?
Well.
That's
Union's department. Yeah. So
you
find out.
You just
find out.
You just
find out. Do we do the extra two buttons or not?
I think you should.
Yeah.
It would be easier if you put too many functions in one button, it gets confusing.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
So we have a menu button and a two
okay and back.
Yeah.
Okay and back.
Yeah, I'll confirm
and
back.
Of course, the four arrows.
Yeah.
But those are still doubly used.
Should we save this picture or you know?
Yeah, I'm not clear about the extra two buttons. We have a menu button.
Yeah.
That's just to activate the screen.
Okay.
Menu button access the menu in the LCD screen.
And then with these buttons,
you navigate.
You navigate.
Okay.
But you can also navigate the channels.
Okay, so that's not.
Those are both.
No functional.
Is it interesting for users if we put LED lights under the buttons so that if you press on the menu function that only the buttons that are used for the menu are like
lit up.
Yeah.
That's a very good idea.
5 minutes.
No.
Alright. and that's a good idea, because then it becomes clear which buttons are active now, which you can use.
Yeah, and then it's also easier to integrate several functions in one button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
those
buttons are little, but just one thing, should we use those two then, or only this two to scroll, and then use the two functional buttons to confirm to go into something? Oh no, but you have to use this to adjust
for you
some bars.
Because maybe you can, you know, go left, right, and up and down.
Yeah.
In one.
Maybe we should use this also as an OK button still, and then just only a back button.
Well, we
yeah.
have those buttons. We
the
use
problem
them for
with the OK button in the middle is sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Is if you're pressing up and down, you can easily press the OK once.
Yeah.
Or maybe make one one OK button
and one
navigation button. Yeah, with the channel and the volume. Yeah, a multifunctional navigation button.
Okay, that's what we decided.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you want to close down?
Yeah, I want to close down. I have to. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's not because I don't like you. But we have lunch break
already,
and then we can work for 30 minutes. I have to write very fast to make the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see.
Alright, how long is the lunch break?
I don't know.
So
I haven't told me.
Do we have to write down the stuff now or first lunch break?
I believe it's first lunch break.
Yeah, I think in my head now. So.
Yeah. Maybe. You can put the laptop back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
some pressure.
Okay. Yeah, it's not enough pressure.
Yeah.
Sorry for not
having a
finished presentation.
Sorry.
Yeah, we'll keep your hand later.
Bring it out.
Of course.
I don't know if it works, but it
you,
should
you
be
saved it. Does it save automatically in the project folder?
Yeah. It's should be in here, smart board. I don't know if you can use it, but
yeah, you can open it with
no, we have to make some maps with all the data we
yeah, I try to organize it by these three.
I made
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
It's just my own map, so
yeah,
I put everything into
I don't really mind. I just put the minutes here. See.
But you got some extra information.
Yeah, that's in the functional design.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just basically what I just showed.
But where did you get the information?
Yeah, I got it by.
You're the only one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where did you get the key to find out who it is?
Okay.
Alright.